Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Little plug. First and foremost, what's up, everybody? How you doing? What's going on, Matthew?
Welcome back.
This
to
is
another
the,
Wednesday.
This is the new me, mellow.
Oh yeah, are you okay?
Jello. No,
you gotta get fired up about something.
Oh, believe me, I'm fired up.
Are you really?
Oh, well, I've been buying vehicles.
That's true.
Oh, I didn't even tell you the story.
Oh.
I'd left out the most important part of the story.
Okay.
Well, I can't do it on this show.
Well, we'll get to it at the back top of the hour.
If this was old school.
Sure.
Where we were just streaming, I could tell you what happened.
But there's FCC and we got regulations.
Let's just say I can't even tell you the beginning of the story, not alone the middle and the ending. We'll do that later.
Gotta love sales, guys.
But I'm going to start off perfectly.
Okay.
I'm going to lose my mind right out of the blocks.
Let's go.
You ready?
Yeah, get fired up.
Did you do your homework assignment?
I thought we quit doing that segment.
No, we're still doing it. No, that's not. First of all, that wasn't your homework assignment. You haven't done the football picks. Until 10 seconds before.
I think I went undefeated last week.
No, you didn't.
Trust me.
Yeah, I need your homework assignment. Let's go. Everybody is waiting. The national audience is waiting.
What homework assignment did I have?
What's the question?
Oh, for the Hall & Oates
What's the question?
I don't know. I didn't watch the episode.
So you didn't watch it?
I'm not going to watch Hall & Oates do anything.
First of all, it had nothing to do with...
The show
wasn't about Hall & Oates.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Hall & Oates is.
I've heard of them.
I know that you do this stupid gimmick, and you pretend to be stupid.
True, honest to God.
It's not a pretending.
I don't know who they are. I wouldn't know them if they walked in the room. I don't know what color their skin is. I have no idea. Anything. I don't know how old they are. I have no clue. I just know that I probably know their songs from being a famous name, but I have no idea who those people are.
I honestly am baffled.
I honestly thought it was one person.
Like, I'm honestly, you know, and I don't want to continue to call you stupid.
No, I'm not stupid. I just don't listen
no, you're
to
stupid.
The
no, you're
era
stupid.
Of music.
Honestly, you are. You're
that
stupid.
Genre of music.
To never know who Hall & Oates is.
I thought it was one guy. Holland was his first name.
You're such an idiot. Oh, my God. Do you know why you would be such a perfect wrestler? You really would be.
Why?
Because wrestlers are actors,
yeah.
And they read scripts.
Sure.
And you write your own script, and you act it out phenomenally. You can't be this dumb. You can't be. You
but
can't.
Hall & Oates would be a cool wrestler if he was like a, you know, like a delivery guy. Like
it would be Scott Hall.
Right.
And
it's a tag team.
Yeah, and we need somebody named Oates so that they could be a tag team. All right, because I've gotten to know you pretty well over the past way too many years.
Too many.
I knew you wouldn't follow through.
Absolutely.
I knew it.
Perfect.
So I watched it last night.
How was it?
Well, I hate to say how bad the show is.
Okay.
Because anybody who has ever seen the show says it's my family.
Oh, no.
The show is my family.
So
it's so close to my family, it's crazy. And the funny thing is, the father of this show, his name is Murray.
Okay.
That's my dad's name.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is the show? What's the name of the show?
The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs, okay.
Yeah. It's bad.
All right.
It's bad. Okay. It's so bad, it's almost entertaining. But it's
worse than Talking Sports with Randy Harris?
Nothing is that bad. No, nothing is worse than
this. We have our standards, my
friend.
All
right, so in this bag right here.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. Gifts.
I haven't even opened it yet.
Oh, where is it from? Ape Man?
No, this is Hall & Oates swag.
Oh, wow.
So
it's sealed.
It's sealed.
I
haven't even opened it. So I haven't even dipped in and taken what I've wanted yet. Nothing. Okay. I haven't even opened this yet. So, because I was so sure that you would not watch The Goldbergs, which was last Wednesday.
Right.
How do you want to do it? It feels like there's more than one thing in here.
Okay.
So do we want to do one on Twitter and one by phone calls? Do we want to do one on Twitter and one they call in the fathership and they take the answer so
sure.
We don't have to put these people on the air? And some of these people we don't want on the air.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that was risky on Monday night at the Players Show.
Well, I didn't put anybody on air.
I know, but you were thinking about it.
No, it's what we may do next week. We're going to bring... Well, I did do it Monday.
That's like...
I took a fan out of the audience
right.
And they joined the show.
Sure.
The fan was... 18-time world champion, Olympic bronze medalist Antonio Tarver.
It's a pretty cool fan to bring out.
So next week
from the crowd.
From the crowd.
I mean, you know, that's a pretty awesome guess.
Exactly. So from last week's Goldberg.
Okay.
I have a couple. I don't know how many giveaways are in here. That's
sure.
the problem.
Sure.
So we're gonna just do one question at first. We're gonna do tweet it. First person who tweets it, all that means is somebody's going to jump on Google and look this up.
Right, of course.
Because I don't know how we can prove it.
Because nobody watched it.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. You had to.
So the first person that tweets it and the first person that calls in to the station, and then the station is going to take your information in the order that it came. That way we don't have to put everybody sure. on the air just to talk about Hall & Oates.
Okay.
All right. So in order to win the swag that's in this envelope.
Can I guess what it is?
Well, I can tell it's a T-shirt.
Oh,
but I don't know what it is. What kind of T-shirt?
What if it's Hall & Oates and it's honey? What if it's honey in there?
All right, so
that would be a great name for their company. They could like be sponsored by a honey company, like Oates and Honey.
So to win the swag, the T-shirt, the whole gimmick was it was a Halloween.
Okay,
and then one of the older son, wanted to dress up and go to this costume.
Okay.
And Hall & Oates is involved. There was a song that was played at the end.
Okay.
So instead of going the song, even though the song would probably be better, I want to know
what was
the Hall & Oates costume.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
First person that tweets it, so Grossman, go.
Yeah, he's got the fastest thumbs in the West.
He does. You know, now that Eric has a job that and real tough not owners, but yeah, owners,
right.
supervisors.
Right.
They probably won't let them get to it in time. But first person that tweets it out, first person that calls in at 866-10-1340, there's a chance that Grossman gets them both because he tweets it and then calls it in.
He's quick like that.
It is possible.
He's good.
All I want to know is what was the costume associated with Hall & Oates being involved in last Wednesday's Goldbergs? And this came directly from the number one selling duo of all time, which is Hall & Oates.
That's pretty cool. I kind of wish I watched it so I could win the swag.
Yeah. Well, go watch it.
But speaking of Halloween, happy Halloween today.
Do you really say happy Halloween?
Sure. It's a holiday, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's not a holiday.
What's the basis of Halloween? Do you know?
Something about spirits. I don't know. Scaring
ghosts
spirits.
And goblins and devils.
I don't know.
Had a Buccaneer on the Monday Night Player show once, and I asked him about Halloween, and he said, we don't do Halloween.
Okay.
His dad was a minister or a priest or a goblin or something.
Okay.
And they were not allowed to celebrate Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about spirits, I think. I don't know.
But I just thought it was a crackle event.
Okay.
It's a Halloween around crackle.
I don't know.
Crackle is a Nestle form of candy bar.
Oh, okay.
It's called Crackle. It's those real little ones. And you can only get them around Halloween.
So it's like a Hallmark about the, you know, it's a holiday that was created to sell more cards and greeting cards, right? Yeah, we'll go with that.
No, well, how come people text me in the middle of the show?
But how come like the Michael Jackson Thriller is like the only Halloween song? I mean, like what, every like
it's not Monster Mash.
Yeah.
That's kind of Halloween. And by the way, as always, broadcasting live from Tour de Pizza.
We are here.
88th Avenue, 4th Street in St. Pete.
So you don't dress up for Halloween? You're not a Halloween guy? Like
no. I think I only dressed up for Halloween once in my lifetime.
Do you think some of these players, like on the Bucks, they dress up and go out and like mingle with the regular people?
Styles G. White does.
Yeah.
He did then. He does now. He probably will when he's in a wheelchair.
Do they like that so they can like kind of like,
no.
be behind the curtain and not be mobbed by?
I don't think they do it for that reason. John McLaughlin also dressed up every year, did his house to the whole nine yards. So some of them play it up a little bit.
Sure.
I mean, they're kids. Let's be honest. All of these athletes are kids.
Sure.
You know, MMA fighters, Mike Perry is a kid.
Sure. I saw him in a Twitter battle with Max Griffin yesterday. It got kind of ugly.
Did it?
Talking about their mothers and
really
got blocked and they're got pretty petty there for a while.
Wow. Wow, that's a shame. I hate when it gets, you know, that ugly.
But I just thought maybe, you know, these athletes, they like those dress up parties where they can actually go out and be normal and no one knows who they are. And
no, very few of them are going to put on a Halloween mask and walk around so they can get a bag full of candy.
Winston might go out and act like he's a quarterback.
Well, no, you said dressing up. All right, we will address that.
We gotta address it.
We're also going to address this weekend.
Yes.
In New York City.
We can even go back to last Thursday to the Scott Brantley Foundation, the fundraiser they had at the original Hooters.
Oh, we don't have to.
Oh, well, we should, because we didn't talk about it since last Wednesday. So it was a great event. We got a lot to talk about.
All right. Well, let's start with the biggest news. No, let's not start with the biggest
news.
The
Magic Man is back.
We're going to push that aside right now.
All right.
Let's start with Saturday night. I mean, the main premise of the show is Knockout Radio.
Sure.
Now, we may have a celebrity surprise guest stopping by.
Yes.
So we'll save the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
We'll save the Winston. We'll save all of that for this celebrity guest known throughout Tampa Bay and basically throughout the world. So if he stops in,
I'm excited. Should I unlock the door?
It will be pretty cool. So this Saturday at MSG, we like to call it, your main event, Lewis versus Cormier.
It's a throwaway fight. This is just a.
Do you have any interest in it?
None.
You know, here's the. You know where you say it's like a no win or it's a no lose, or I think this is a no win situation either way.
The only reason Derek Lewis got the fight is because he was entertaining. Because
he took his pants off.
He took his pants off, and he told Joe Rogan why he took his pants off.
What is the worst thing? What is worse for the Saturday main event? Is it worse for Daniel Cormier to defeat Lewis, like, within the first minute or within the first 3 or 4 minutes? Or is it worse if somehow Lewis wins this fight?
Oh, if
Lewis wins, I think it's devastating.
Well, it ends Cormier's career.
Well, not even that. It's just a joke. I mean, right, his fight last time that he shouldn't have won just by stupidity, he was able to win that fight.
Because Volkov, he
was stupid.
All he had to do was dance around and hide.
I told you what I was asked in the press box, right?
No.
Somebody came up to me in the press box and said, all right, I have a question for you. Was Lewis just saving all of his energy for the last 15 seconds? Or was
Volkov
just stupid?
Stupid.
My response was, and I can't say it because it's FCC radio, Volkov was stupid.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It was the worst cornering, worst
it's not
finale of a fight I've ever seen.
I don't know if you can blame cornering for that. I really don't.
Your corner has to be the voice of reason. Like, stay away, distance yourself, don't engage.
You don't think that the corner let him know that there's only 20 seconds left in the fight, that you've won all rounds?
Then how did he let that happen?
It's stupidity. It's stupidity. Now I will never rip Alex Gustafsson again.
No?
Because I can't stand watching him fight.
Okay.
I can't stand that more times than not. And I'm sure we'll see it with the John Jones fight.
Sure.
He literally turns around and runs away.
Well.
Now it's to reset, it's to whatever. And right. I can't stand, you know, it's kind of like in cheerleading. You know, one of the golden rules in cheerleading is turning your back on the audience. So you are docked points. Like when you're doing your routines and stuff, you're supposed to, you know, walk backwards and do all that stuff. If you turn your back, you lose points.
Okay.
I think you should lose points if you turn your back and run away.
Okay.
Unless your name is Volkov.
Yeah.
Then you lose points if you stand there.
What an idiot. It was the worst finish to a fight I've seen.
And I don't wish bad upon anyone. I truly don't.
Sure.
But I hope he goes to sleep every night thinking, if I would have won that fight, I'd be fighting for the title.
Yeah.
I want him to think that.
Sure.
That's how bad that was.
He wouldn't have got it.
Well, no, but I want him to think it.
But he wouldn't have got it.
I want you to think you're talented. But I want you to think it.
Well, wasn't the controversy of this fight
that... Way to blow right through that. Way to not even pay attention.
I'm trying not to. Trying to keep moving. Got to keep this bus going. But it wasn't the whole reason that the Cormier became the main event on this card was because other guys didn't want to fight, like Poirier or other...
Well, Poirier got hurt.
Right. Because they were the co-main event. They weren't the main headliner.
Well, Poirier got hurt.
Sure.
Okay, no, he's hurt.
I believe him.
They both were upset at being the co-main event.
To a female fight.
I don't even know if it was a female fight, to a less deserving fight, to a less popular fight.
Okay.
I think if it would have been a Ronda Rousey fight back in the day,
sure.
I don't think either one of them would have said anything.
Okay.
If it would have been Cyborg versus a competitor,
right.
I don't think. I can't answer for them. But because of what that they threw that title fight together and had Diaz Poirier, you know, all those Norland French names, as the co-main to that, that's where they got upset. And then Poirier got hurt.
Right.
Are you implying?
I'm just saying that the timing of the injury was suspected.
Okay. I'm not sure where you're trying to.
I'm just saying.
Trying to go with it.
I'm just saying that the Derrick Lewis fight was a Band-Aid to throw something
together. Will you watch the fight? Now, you have access. You've already purchased the pay-per-view. You're ready to watch it. Will you watch? I'm going to be honest with you.
Probably
I'm going to probably fall asleep.
Yeah. I mean, I may just watch to see what Derrick Lewis says. I mean, just because of the antics and the unknown.
So he should be interviewed after he loses?
He should be interviewed if he wins or loses. I mean, he's an entertaining guy.
All right, let me ask you another question that I know you have absolutely no idea or you'll guess at this.
Okay, I'll take a stab.
But really, you don't even have to guess because this is your opinion.
Okay.
So not even I can say you're wrong okay. because this is your opinion.
Perfect.
Do you think they should change what they do after a fight is over? If the fight goes to a decision, both fighters go and hold hands with the referee, mm-hmm. and the winner gets picked. Do you think, I'll tell you what, I'll put it right out there, as I do. If you get knocked out,
okay.
if you get TKO'd, if right. you get submitted, I don't think you need to go into the center of the ring and hold hands with the referee
okay.
so that they can embarrass you even more. You lost.
Right.
If you're knocked out, if you're whatever, I'm okay with you just sitting there or just walking out. You lost.
Isn't that sportsmanship?
You're not being unsportsmanlike.
Well, like this week, we watched the Red Sox dominate the Dodgers, you know, and after they won the World Series, like none of the Dodgers came out to shake hands. But in Little League, man, we win or lose, you had to come out and you line up and you go across and shake hands. Even if you didn't like the people, you spit in the hand and like shake their hand out of spite. But at least there was like sportsmanship and camaraderie.
It's my most hated thing in sports.
But these guys at the highest level are setting precedent for the younger generations. They're looking up to them. They're watching them. They're following these people, you know, like by example.
But they're not shaking hands. I mean, sometimes they
should. Don't you think? I mean,
no.
the NFL guys go out, they switch jerseys and they hug it out.
Because they're friends and stuff. Some do, not all.
It was funny to talk to Martin Gramatica on Monday night, where he talked about how they got one jersey per season.
Did you
season.
Get punched in the nose?
Who?
You.
Me?
Looks like
no.
you got punched in the nose.
I mean, possibly.
Yeah, looks like you did.
What?
Just saying.
Well, I told Derrick Lewis to keep his pants on, and he got mad.
Okay. All right, back to Martin.
But no, but Martin said you know, how they got one jersey for the whole season. They had to turn it back in at the end of the year, even after the Super Bowl. So, you know, now the guys are switching jerseys like soccer players, and it's just kind of like a normal occurrence now. So,
which I think is cool. And, you know, I used to tell all the players back in the day, do it. You know, you're playing against legends. You know, how many times players have told me, you know, I played against Brett Favre and I not once, you know, went up and shook his hand, not one of, you know, the greats when you played against Warren Sapp. So, yeah, when I'm in the locker room every Wednesday and Thursday, you always see other jerseys in there.
Sure.
You know, Caleb had a jersey the other day.
After the show.
We're going to trade shirts?
Yeah, I'll trade you.
No, this mine's a Knockout Radio shirt.
If I had an 8-minute strong shirt on, you would take it. You'd trade it. For an 8-minute.
Only because I have quite a few. I have a large collection of 8-man strong stuff.
That's true.
I really truly do.
You do.
And we could give away
but you don't like the sportsmanship? Speaking of poor sportsmen, you know what? I don't like that Machado dude from the Dodgers.
No, he's a dirty, nasty, ugly player. Cheap shot?
Well, no, I just didn't like his work ethic or lack thereof. Like, he hits the ball. He thinks it's out. It hits off the wall. He doesn't run it out. He gets a single instead of a double.
You know why he doesn't have to run it out?
Because he's got too much money up front.
Because he's going to be paid over $150 million on it when he gets signed in the next couple weeks.
Which is what sucks because there's
by the
no
New
heart.
York Yankees.
But there's no heart there.
You don't have to have heart.
You just have
to have talent.
But Pete Rose, like Charlie Hustle, like the old school guys, like Wade Boggs, these guys would not have accepted that.
It's a different day. It's a different time. And I know we're a couple minutes early, but let's go hit this break. You just mentioned the Chicken Man. So I want to talk about the Chicken Man and what you told me, which I think is phenomenal, and I'll explain why. Chicken Man, when we return, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DeBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back up to your line. 88th Avenue in St. Pete. Each and every one from there. My buddy Bob said,
Former K-1.
Star of the longest, longest yard.
Did he ever make it in the UFC? Did he ever
fight?
No. But, yeah, he's over in Japan, I think. I don't know if it's Japan.
Right? I don't get the premise of it.
Okay, so he's
in a... Oh, they're supposed to push it.
A plexiglass wall.
Okay.
And he's pushing against a bear, like a grizzly bear. And they're fighting to see who's stronger. Like
to see who, okay, to see who can push it, you know, push the bear back or forward.
Towards the end of this video, the bear breaks his enclosure, like knocks down the door. So Bob had to run for his life.
How long is the video? So, because it makes awful radio.
It's terrible for the video, but if Volkov would have just learned from Bob Sapp and turned and ran away, he would probably be fighting in the UFC for a championship this weekend.
All right, so you went out to the Scott Brantley event that was at the original Hooters. And for those of you across the country and across the world tuning in, Hooters was invented, is not the right word, but invented. Right here in Tampa Bay on Clearwater Beach, the original Hooters on Gulf to Bay, big event for Scott Brantley. How well was it
put together?
Participated.
It was amazing. I mean, it was a great event. You know, I'm in the hospitality world. I do this for a living. It was flawless. There were no hiccups. It was smooth. The people were great. It was NFL alumni. It was radio personalities. It was TV personalities. And they all came together to raise money for one of their own.
And Scott is Scott isn't just one of their own or one of our own. He is one of people own. I mean, he's a down to earth good dude who needs some help. So it was very cool.
At University of Florida. Yep. You call him a legend.
I would say starred at University of Florida.
Starred. One of two players to have their jersey retired.
He could never play today. Not because of his health, but because of the way he played. It's like John Lynch could never play.
It was just there's too many penalties, too much physical violence.
If Scott Brantley was playing today, they would blow a whistle for unsportsmanlike conduct before the play,
sure.
Knowing that Brantley is on the field. All right, so you had the opportunity to talk to, let's be honest, another legend.
Another.
And I don't like to use that word, but he is in the MLB Hall of Fame from right here from Tampa. And that would be Chicken Man Wade Boggs.
Yes.
How did that go?
Wade was awesome. Great to see him. It was the best. Like he was a great guy. Came out, showed his support, signed an autographs. Was really down to earth, chill.
All right. So he gave you some earth shattering news.
So we're talking, right? And I said, Wade, what are you doing here?
I feel like I'm just pulling this information out.
No, but I know he's there for a great cause for Scott Brantley. But I was like, dude, game one, game two, Fenway. Boston versus the Dodgers, World Series. Why are you here in Clearwater at our home? Why aren't you in Boston for that? And he said point blank, like my request to throw out the first pitch was declined. I wasn't a part of the festivities. I wasn't going to be. He's like, I have a better view from my couch.
So he didn't want to buy a ticket.
Should he buy a ticket? I mean, a legend like that, he could have gone as a Hall of Famer with three teams: the Yankees, the Rays, or Red Sox. He chose the Red Sox.
Again, that's not really true.
No?
No, he couldn't go in as a Ray. Come on, let's be honest.
Why couldn't he?
Why could he?
He get the pick.
Because he hit one home run. His 3,000th hit was a home run.
So what? But he built his career in Boston. That's the right place for his.
Absolutely.
Brett Favre should not be anything other than a Green Bay Packer.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. I've been wrong once before, and I was wrong because I thought I was right, but I was wrong. So really, I'm never wrong.
You're never wrong.
You can't pick where you go in Major League Baseball.
No?
They tell you.
You sure?
Yeah. Because somebody wanted to sell. They were holding their Hall of Fame bust and all that stuff hostage, and they were going to sell it to the highest bidder of the teams that they played for.
Huh.
Yeah. So they tell you. And he's a Red Sox.
Yeah, of course. A Red Sox. That's what he is. And why wouldn't they bring in their legends for a World Series push like this? I mean, is that important?
Let me go back to how we started the show.
Okay.
Are you stupid? I'm just asking.
I might be. I don't know. Every week I feel like it's true.
All right. Let me ask you this. I'm going to put it in maybe a terminology. I know you're going to beat the crap out of me.
He's a former employee. No. He worked for an organization.
Let's just say Billy.
Okay.
Okay. Who is one of your most prized employees.
Sure.
You can't do anything without Billy.
Got it.
Okay. And Billy and you get... Not in an argument. It's business.
Right.
That's all it is business. And Billy goes to Domino's right across the street.
Okay.
And builds up Domino's.
Sure.
And wins employee of the year and makes the Domino's across the street from your location the number one Domino's on planet Earth.
Got it.
Do you invite him back over? Seriously, let's be honest. Be honest for once.
I mean, during at the time, no. But after the career is done, I mean, because that's all business. Like, when you make it to that level,
it's all
of sports,
business.
It's all business.
Look across the street right now.
Right, it's
look,
business.
No, no. Look, it's Domino's right. With a sign that says, "Billy, you're the greatest."
Right.
You're not.
But he didn't. He built his career in that city. He made that team.
I believe the reason. I mean, we don't know why,
right.
But
right.
I believe, just like. If it wasn't your arch rival, and it's not, you don't have an arch rival with Domino's. It's your whatever your arch rival is.
Right.
The people that you dislike the most, which goes as far back to you being a moron and selling Babe Ruth,
right.
You know, to the New York Yankees.
Right.
If Wade Boggs would have gone anywhere else, I think they would have brought him.
But they all do that. Johnny Damon did that.
I understand that.
I mean, but
did you see Johnny Damon there?
No. I didn't see.
Did you see the outfielder there?
I didn't see Kurt Schilling there.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
First of all, when you have so many, if you're the Tampa Bay Rays, and this is how many Hall of Famers you have, none.
But David Price.
Well, he's not going to, when he goes into the Hall of Fame.
You think he's going to go as a Ray?
No. Let's go back to how we started this show.
I'm stupid, I know.
When you're the Tampa Bay Rays,
I know.
When you're a team that has no history.
Right.
You know, has no legends, then yeah, you got
a history. You've been here 20 years.
I'm not saying that.
You should have something.
All I'm saying, when you're the Boston Red Sox, you have 10 million people you can have throw out the first pitch. Who threw it out? I don't know. I didn't watch.
I don't know.
You could call Mark Wahlberg, and he'll throw it out every game.
That's true. Johnny
Mark
Damon.
Won. Well, no, not Johnny Damon, because he went to the Yankees, too, and the Rays.
Matt Damon.
Matt
the other
Damon.
Matt his
Damon.
Brother.
Right. Have you ever seen the picture of Matt Damon and John?
No.
I'll have to show it to you maybe after the show.
Okay.
But you have Mark Wahlberg throw out game one.
That would never work.
You have Donnie Wahlberg throw out game two.
His hands are too greasy.
And then game six, you have the older brother who's the chef throw it out.
Yeah, but their hands are too greasy from the hamburger juice, the grease.
Well, no, not theirs.
The ball
they don't make them. They don't make them. That's what they have employees for.
It's true.
So, no, it's definitely not going to have that. So,
I don't know. I think you should bring back your legends for those kind of special moments.
You only need one legend a night, and you don't need to. You could bring Ted Williams' head out.
Is it frozen? Keeping the ice cream dipping cooler?
It is still frozen. All right. Now I want to talk about something that you know, kind of has me a little...
Irritated?
Irritated.
Okay. Is that flight related or...
No, that's I told you that's a lie.
Okay,
that's a lie.
Saying.
This alleged first trade in the history of mixed martial arts.
Do you like this?
It's not a trade. They didn't trade nobody.
Well, they traded Demetrius Johnson.
They did not.
To
they did not.
One.
They did not. They did not trade anybody.
Okay.
They cut him. It wasn't a trade. First, you're an independent contractor.
Oh, okay.
All How right. do you trade an independent contractor?
So, yeah, I mean, these
they
fight promotions.
Him. They cut, both organizations cut them. What I would have loved to have seen, with all the UFC did, and I love the UFC. You know, I'm not trying to lose my credentials. I love
right.
the company. It's the number one mixed martial arts organization in the world. I would have loved Ben Askew, who nobody wanted in the UFC.
Okay.
Nobody wants to see him fight in the UFC.
Okay.
I would have loved, after this alleged trade, to Ben say, you know what, I'm not signing.
Oof.
You released Demetrius.
Wow.
I'm not coming to you. Now, he got released by one, then let him go to Bellator.
So, why would you, as a fight promotion, let go of your longest consecutive defending champion in Demetrius Johnson?
I'm going to play devil's advocate, partly because DJ ran the realm. What else can he do? What else can he do for you? What else can he do?
He's got to fight somebody like Cody Garbrandt, or he's got to fight TJ Dillonshaw. He's got to fight somebody.
Is he going to sell? Is it going to sell?
But, well, he's got to fight people who we actually know that actually contest him to see if he's really as good as his record is.
And no, he doesn't. I disagree with you.
No?
No. Why
he's
does
pad
he?
Pad his stats, pad his record, and keep fighting
come
nobodies?
Down, again, come down to his weight. I don't think he needs to go up and fight Cody. I don't think he knows has to gain weight and go fight TJ. Screw that.
Right.
Let him clean it out. GSP cleaned it out. Matt Hughes cleaned it out. Anderson Silva cleaned it out. He went up one time and fought for
us. What about BJ Penn? Now, BJ Penn's down in Brazil right now. He's training an 8-week camp. He's going to be fighting again.
I love BJ, but he needs a 2-year camp. Just saying.
I mean, what was BJ's biggest problem? It was a discipline, his mental, like, focus towards nutrition. Like, was he ever really that hungry to be the best?
I don't know. I mean, how do we know that?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, we can watch and say no.
Because the point is, like, why is he coming back now? Like, why now?
Because what else is he going to do? And that's the case with all of
them. He has tennis balls to market.
He has nothing to do with tennis balls anymore. But what else are fighters going to do? You know, Antonio Tarver talked the other night that he would come back out and fight.
Yeah.
Why? What does he got to prove? What else are they going to do? They're going to run gyms. How many gyms can you run?
Right.
Honestly, I've thought about giving this up. I've thought about walking away. Sometimes doing radio drives me crazy.
Sure.
Dealing with certain situations, whatever.
Stupid co-host.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to flip pizzas for you? Yeah. I'm not even sure I can do that. What am I going to do? Deliver for you? I'll probably get lost on the way.
That's true.
So what are they going to do? That's what's in them. You've talked about quitting this how many times? Not the show, pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be a co-host of a radio show because it's fun and I enjoy it.
But one you're bad at.
I'm the pizza man.
And you're a pizza man. You make good pizza. That's what you do.
That's what I do.
So what are these fighters going to do?
Yeah.
So in BJ's case, at least he's fortunate enough that he can still fight in the number one organization that there is.
Right.
I get that.
Sure.
But if you're not the elite of the elites, you can go to these other organizations. You can go to one. You can go to Bellator. You can go to bare knuckle fighting now. You know, there's so many other avenues. And why not?
The question is, are you going to watch BJ's fight? I mean, are you interested in it? Are you going to tune in for it? Are you going to look forward to it?
I don't look forward to many things. You know that.
Right. Well, I know you're looking forward to Tito and Chuck 3.
I'm really not
LA.
Looking forward to it.
Really?
I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay.
I mean, it's two guys that I consider both good friends of mine.
Right.
I hate, and I've said this numerous times, you know, I hate when friends of mine fight. They're not friends. When Matt Hughes fought Matt Serra, when Matt Hughes fought Frank Trigg, there's a...
That Matt Serra fight reminds me of the Derek Lewis fight this weekend. Like, it's kind of like he's not supposed to win.
Oh, you're talking about the GSP fight.
Right, but anybody can get lucky, right? I mean, one punch, one opportunity, one mistake, Cormier goes down, and Derek Lewis is your champion.
It's very possible.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Serra became a champion, and he had no business being a champion.
It's probably the second, if not the first, second biggest upset in combat sports.
Behind the Mike Tyson.
Buster Douglas. And I almost think Matt Serra's is bigger. Because nobody thought Matt Serra was going to win.
Except Matt Serra.
Well, I'm not even sure he did. But Buster Douglas bet on himself.
Right, yeah.
You know, so at least there's one person.
Sure.
I mean, you know, sometimes I want to ask a fighter, and again, without getting punched in the face so that my nose doesn't look like yours right now. I want to ask, do you always think you're going to win?
I mean, I think you have to.
Yeah. But do you really?
Because one mistake in the ring or octagon, you lose your life.
I mean, you don't lose your life.
No, boxers die in that. I mean,
well, we're talking about any combat sport. You're not going to die.
But you don't go into it like
lackadaisical. So you're telling me that any fighter, a fighter who takes a fight and says, I'm only taking it for the money, honestly believes he's going to win. No, he's taking it for the money.
Okay. I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody gets in there without taking it serious.
All right. Celebrity here? Is our guest here?
Ed is here.
Oh. Why'd you give away who it is?
Oh.
You are an amateur. Now I'm going to a break. You've blown my whole thought process.
Well, I am a dummy.
I'm turning you off, too. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DeBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town? Call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
And we're back. This is Marcus Sports with Randy Harris. Blended Hill Wednesday episode. Got
it's you know what? What is Peyton Manning and who's the country guy? And he calls it a mashup.
Oh yeah, a mashup. Yeah. I don't know who is that country guy.
Not Chesney. Brad Paisley.
That's it.
I think it's Brad Paisley. So you already gave away who our celebrity is, who our superstar.
I didn't say Mr. Ed. I mean, because it could have been the horse. What if the horse came in?
That would be interesting.
During the Kentucky Derby, I'll interview him.
The difference would have been Big Ed waited for you to open the door. Mr. Ed would have gone through the door.
Mr. Ed would have called.
Kind of like Bob Sapp in that. So we haven't really touched on. We haven't, on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We saved it.
We saved it.
For the expert to arrive to
get a professional opinion on the state of the Buccaneers.
Well, and the beauty is when Ed walked in, he's like, I'm so aggravated. I'm so frustrated. Yeah. And we don't have to tell him it's FCC radio because he runs the station.
Right, he knows. So, he knows.
You know, so we're all good. Pop off that much, I'll tell you that.
So give me your thoughts. You're upset this, or you're
okay,
not?
Okay, I'm gonna start by solving the entire problem. Then we can talk about the problem. The problem itself is actually there's no problem. Because nobody cares what you think, Randy.
That's true.
Okay. Nobody really cares what you think.
Hey, take it easy.
That's definitely true.
And nobody cares what I think.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There are 52 other guys that do care. And those guys have said, and you can see, there's no doubt, when Fitz is on the field,
yep,
they play better.
Yeah.
I said when Jameis was finally benched on Sunday, we were in the established, I said, watch this. It's going to be like a switch. Defense started kicking butt. Players were making plays on offense. Holes were opening up. Down the field, of course. And I know Jameis finally hit DeSean Jackson almost in stride for a touchdown. And everybody thought, well, now he's got it. No. Everybody, you know what they say about every squirrel finds
right.
a nut one.
Right.
But that was it. To me, that was it. And then the fourth interception was, to me, the third was enough. But for a guy to come on the field with 3 minutes left in the third quarter and produce three out of four drives for a touchdown.
No, I agree.
You listen, there's just no doubt. But there are so many people in this market that proclaim to know what's going on inside. And I've got inside and I hang out with his dad and I know what's going on. You know, you don't know what's going on. So all I keep hearing is this love fest with Jameis. I admit I did not like the pick. I thought with his antics off the field and the fact that he had problems holding onto the ball, I thought this was not a good idea. He changed my mind. I think it was the second year he was starting to make some plays. I'm like, because when you draft number one overall, you always see some sort in the first or second year, you see that flash where you say, that's why we drafted him. Okay, we saw a couple of those plays. I think Chicago comes to mind. We scrambled around for about 13 days, and he threw the ball 50 yards down the field to Mike Evans.
Threw it up. He threw it up.
Exactly. Right. Thank God Mike Evans is 6'5". If he was 6'4", he wouldn't have caught it.
Right.
So you see those plays, but then you see regression. And then last year, of course, he got hurt. And then his last five or six games, people in this market said, oh, you saw in the last five, six games, he was coming back and he was doing the things we expect. And 2018 is going to be a great year. And that's all we heard over the summer. Give him another year. Give him this year. Now we keep hearing, well, you know, he had the 3-game suspension, which was his fault.
Right. Sure.
He wasn't on tour, you know, touring the country and stuff for humanitarian. He was suspended. And then he comes back, and he has to follow a guy that goes not once, not twice, but three times in three games, throws for over 400 yards.
Yep.
So he's got to follow that. So the pressure is already way up here, which Jameis doesn't handle pressure well.
So who's your guy? Doesn't. Are you a Winston guy or are you a Fitz guy?
I'm not coming out and saying it's time to dump Jameis. But listen, you can't tell the fans, well, this is our future. We got to keep him in it. These people have paid money for tickets. They're not willing to tank the season because of Jameis.
But if you're gonna get rid of him, you got to keep him healthy so you can get rid of him without having to give him his $20 million.
But you know what? If he doesn't play another down and stays healthy, his trade value is in the tank right now because he's a problem.
That Uber ride cost him $100 million.
He's a problem off the field and he's a problem on the field.
I disagree with that. I disagree with the Uber. It's not the Uber that's going to cost them.
Sure it is.
Absolutely not.
Everybody's forgotten about the Uber with the four interceptions.
Yeah.
Everybody's forgotten about that.
Because it shows the in between the ears. He doesn't have the
zero. No, you're wrong again.
It's an opinion.
And again, your opinion's wrong. In sports, they don't care.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Right.
It's about winning.
Right. Bobby Knight would still be choking kids at Indiana if
Absolutely.
He was winning
it's
championships.
It's about the guys on the field or the court that are playing the game. Those are the guys that care. Doesn't matter what we think.
So Mike Evans, after the game, he was in the interview, and he was like, I let my quarterback down. I let Jameis down. I should have been better. I mistimed it, the interception, the first one. I mistimed the jump. He sounded like he was wanting to fight for Jameis. He wants.
That's just a good teammate.
That's a teammate that's sticking up. We call that a company guy.
Right.
Okay.
He's doing right for the company.
Okay.
Okay. But now let's take DeSean Jackson because I heard this excuse. Okay. when Jameis was out for three games, the argument was, oh, he needs to, you know, when he comes back, he needs to be the quarterback. He needs to be the quarterback. Because all this offseason, he's been working with DeSean Jackson all offseason. They got everything down. He comes back and it doesn't happen. Who's the first and only player to this date that has come out and said,
I want
to
trade.
Fitz has got the hot hand. Oh. He needs to stay in there. And then that same guy, last week, there's this rumbling or rumor that he wants to be traded.
Sure.
Because it's just not. And now he's all happy.
Yeah. Right.
And then everybody's, well, so a couple of guys are calling him a baby because he wanted to be traded. You know, there was nothing really, there was no real evidence he came out and said he was traded. It was just a rumor. He might have been somewhere and hot and said, you know, if this continues and he keeps throwing four interceptions, I want to be traded. You know?
Well, at least throw four interceptions trying to get it to me, right? Like Keyshawn Johnson did that back, throw me the damn ball. No. Right?
But, you know, the thing that interests me is that he made the decision on Monday. Which I was glad when, as we sat in the media room, only one person said that it was going to be made. Everybody else said he's not going to make the decision now. The only way that Cutter comes and announces is if Jameis is the starter. So we were pretty surprised that he made it on Monday, but it's the move that had to be made.
Yeah, because, and here's the thing, you got two guys that are trying to save their job that are opposite the ends of the field now, because Jason Light needs Jameis to play to save his job. Dirk Cutter needs Fitzmagic to play to save his job.
Right.
Because it's all about winning today. And anybody that says, oh, listen, let Jameis go back in there and work out his problems, that's what the offseason's for.
Absolutely not.
You know, don't waste the season tickets payers' money and don't waste your teammates' times by not getting your stuff together and hitting stuff down the field and doing exactly what you're supposed to do.
And again, and you've already brought it up, you know, once or twice already, you have 52 other people playing and then the practice squad and the guys that are not dressing. This is their livelihoods as well.
Right.
So if it continues to go in the tank, it's going to not only affect those 52. How would you like to be a player in 2 weeks if Jameis was still playing as poorly as he's been playing, and you get injured? So now you're injured when they're tanking. It just doesn't make sense. It's the right decision. And I also agree with kind of what Matt meant to say, but he didn't, is Jameis you can't afford as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to let Jameis go out there and play and get hurt.
That's the other part. You know, is he going to go out there? He gets $20 million.
Yep.
You know? And I don't think the Glazers are looking at the $20 million thing because they just shut him down. At this point, they would have come up with some phantom injury after the fourth interception. You know, take a dive or whatever.
Let's see what happens in the next week or two.
But, you know, he's ready to go. But it's going to – but the part I don't like is that Dirk is coming out and saying, oh, well, Fitz is the starter this week.
Right. I did not like
that's
that.
That's just – you know, awful. That's not backing your players. That's not backing your quarterback, you know.
The problem with that is going to be that now as you're Fitz, you're looking over your shoulder. You know he's going to throw an interception. You know he's going to fumble a ball.
So Dirk could come out and say, listen, he's my guy until he gives,
not.
Me, till he gives me a reason that he's not
right.
my guy.
Right.
Well, which he gave you that reason. He gave you that reason when he lost to the Bears and got embarrassed.
Well, what did he do to lose to the Bears to get benched? It was the first half.
Yeah. Well,
was the first half. So, he came back
the other game.
How many times he's proven to you against the Steelers?
And what's Griffin doing? Like, what's Griffin doing?
I know that's Randy's guy, but I just don't.
Randy said in preseason he was the best quarterback of the three.
I don't think
He has been better than Fitzpatrick during training camp. He has been. But
practice.
Well, I understand it. That's what I was going to say. It's practice.
Sure.
And it's also the threes going against the fours. So, of course, you're going to look better. I get it. But if Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't produce, if he's not the answer – we know Jameis is not the answer. We know they're going to go after another quarterback next year if this plays out this way. Let Griffin play a game or two.
Listen,
it can't be any worse.
I'm not saying Jameis is not the answer to the future because everybody keeps saying he's the future. Okay, well then play him in the future. Don't play him right now. We want the guy that's hot
now. Let's call Gruden, get his quarterback. He's giving away all of his top players.
Derek Carr? he was one of the highest paid quarterbacks.
Give him our first round pick next year. Gruden will have first rounds.
Derek Carr will be traded.
Oh, there's no doubt. He'll be traded.
Yeah, and we've talked about it on the show.
Gruden now has five first round picks.
He's gonna have
next
more.
Year.
The whole and Ken Shamrock told us the reason and it made sense. I never thought of it. They don't care about the Oakland Raiders. They're going to trade away anything and everything they can in Oakland to prepare themselves for Vegas.
Sure. They got 2 years to do that.
Right.
They can run house.
That's what they're going to do.
And just they don't care about who's going to show. Because, you know, I'm not even sure they're going to play in Oakland next year. You know, I think they may find a smaller venue and just play that year and then play in Vegas in 2 years or whatever it's going to be.
They're loading up for Vegas. They need PSLs or whatever it's called sold in Vegas. That's all they care about. Carr's gone. Anybody else is gone. Anything they may trade Gruden again. If they can get four first-round picks.
I'm not sure they can.
Well, I don't know if anybody's going to get
up. His trade value is not very good right now.
Let's put package Winston and Gruden and see what we can get. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Live for the in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong.
Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.